This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Colorado could see higher energy bills and job losses. That's according to clean energy advocates who say the U.S. Senate's budget bill could devastate the solar and wind power industries. The bill would add a new tax to solar and wind projects built after 2027 if they use parts from China. And it gets rid of a popular credit for homeowners to install solar panels. Developers say these changes will increase customer bills. Tom Hunt is the CEO of Denver-based Pivot Energy, which develops community-based solar projects.
I don't know why we'd be looking to tax electricity projects more when we're already seeing electricity costs go up quite a bit.
Colorado is counting on solar and wind projects to meet its clean energy goals. U.S. senators plan to vote on the bill this week. The state's largest physicians group is joining forces with other doctors' associations to reaffirm their commitment to vaccines that protect against respiratory viruses. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Specifically, they're talking about vaccines for influenza, RSV, and COVID-19. The Colorado Medical Society, along with dozens of doctors' groups in other states, signed on to an open letter to the American people from the American Medical Association. It says vaccines remain among the best tools to protect people against these illnesses. Dr. Kim Warner is CMS president.
We really want to come out in force and say, all of your medical community is still recommending these vaccines.
The move comes as Federal Health Secretary RFK Jr. has remade the federal immunization review process. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
More news at cpr.org.